The first payment from Delphi is slated for November. Howard County Councilman Paul Wyman says that's welcome money, especially in light of a looming county budget process in September that's likely to proceed without Chrysler's $12.9 million in property tax money. That number could nearly double if the company refuses to pay 2010's property taxes as well. If that's the case, Wyman says the council is left with few choices.
One is significant budget cuts, which means a reduction in services, and the other option is to borrow money.
While the county will begin paying back its state loan taken out during Delphi's bankruptcy, Wyman says the county is cautious about entering into another 10-year commitment to cover Chrysler's money, even though both loans would have 0% interest rates.
The hassle becomes paying it back, and how do you go about that? And the last thing we want to do is put something off for 5 or 10 years down the road and say, well, we'll deal with it then. You know, that's not fair to the people that may come in behind us, and it's certainly not fair to the community because you don't know what situation you'll be in that time frame. You know, it could just exasperate it and make it worse.
Chrysler representatives met with county officials recently and told them bankruptcy proceedings exempt the company from paying. Wyman says each taxing unit in the county, police, schools, and the like, have only a 30 to 60-day buffer in funds. He says those county services would have to trim their budgets immediately if the county decides not to take out a state loan.
In Delphi's situation, it looks like we're going to be fortunate and get some of that money recaptured and have it to pay back the loan. That's not necessarily guaranteed to be the case in the Chrysler situation. So if they don't pay the money back, then ultimately the taxpayers are going to be the one that foot that.
The county had a decade to pay its Delphi loan back, but County Councilman Jim Papasek says the company's March 2011 due date for full payment to the county means the county will erase that debt years early. General Motors recently bought all Delphi facilities in Kokomo and agreed to assume its debts, as well as keep the factories open. Papasek says when GM bought the company, he and his fellow council members were relieved.
It really took a burden off of us because we were realizing that even though this was a 10-year loan at no interest, there was going to be a time we were going to have to pay it back. And if we didn't, you know, if Delphi did not pay the taxes, the taxpayers of Howard County, the other taxpayers would have to pay it back.
Papasek says GM's ownership of Delphi's facilities could result in their expansion in the future. Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight recently met with representatives from Chrysler's new owners, Italian automaker Fiat, and they told him there's no guarantee the automaker will stay in the city. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.